the rules have changed on getting business projects done. Dump the old timelines and requirements. Speed, implementing the latest technology along with security, are now the critical requirements. We're living in a world where the old rules just don't cut it anymore. Deadlines are tighter. Expectations are higher. And, well, let's face it, burnout is lurking around every corner. But what if there is a better way? A way to execute projects so fast and flawlessly that people won't know whether to be amazed or terrified. Hi, it's Wayne Robertson. If you're here to follow the same tired project management playbook, you're probably in the wrong place. But if you're ready to ditch the noise, smash through roadblocks, and deliver results that'll have everybody wondering how you did it, then stick around. Here on the Ignoring the Rules podcast, I'm not just talking about thinking outside the box. I'm setting the thing on fire. We want to dive deep into strategies that rip the status quo, cut through the noise, and make things happen without sacrificing your sanity or selling your soul. I want to break down real-world tactics that you can start using today. I want to arm you to redefine success by doing it your way. And I want to give you some ideas about it. So, if you're ready to challenge everything you've been told, to push limits, to redefine what's possible, then buckle up. This isn't just another business podcast. This is Ignoring the Rules, and it's time to turn the game on its head. Whether you're a project manager, upper manager, or someone who is just curious about new ways to get things done, this session is going to be packed with insights and practical tips. So get ready to break the mold, think outside the box, and discover how you can lead your team to success without burning out. If you work on projects in your organization, whether you are an executive, middle management, or at the line level, this podcast will change your perspective. By making a few changes in your work, you can make major accomplishments and successes and supercharge your project. The following story is fictional, as I need to keep the actual experiences confidential, but it illustrates key issues that arise in getting projects done. Jorge was known in his company for his technical prowess, but when his team started facing mounting pressures, missed deadlines, and quality issues, it became clear that expertise alone wasn't enough. The demands of the project were leading to burnout, and work-life balance was slipping away. He saw his talented team's motivation decreasing, and he knew he had to act fast to salvage both the project and the team's morale. So, ignoring the conventional rules, Jorge took a step back and engaged his team in open conversations to understand their challenges. He listened to their concerns about workload, unrealistic expectations, and the impact on their personal lives. And realizing that a different approach was needed, he shifted his focus from pushing harder to working smarter. So Jorge's transformation started with a simple yet powerful shift. He replaced the traditional top-down directives with an inclusive team-centric approach. And here are some of the changes that he implemented across his project, the team, and eventually the company. First of all, he redefined the project goals and priorities. He looked closely at project roadmap, found that unrealistic timelines and overloading team members were creating a cycle of missed deadlines and stress. He broke down large tasks into smaller, achievable milestones and allowed the team to celebrate small wins and maintain a steady sense of accomplishment. He also worked with his team to set achievable deadlines based on their insights and comfort levels, considering personal workloads, work-life balance, and he built in buffers for innovation and problem-solving, which were previously lacking due to constant pressure. He also introduced a task rotation system that enabled team members to work on different types of tasks, breaking the monotony and giving everyone a chance to develop diverse skills while balancing difficult and more routine tasks. Also, instead of the typical brief status updates, Jorge encouraged team members to express both work-related concerns and personal stressors. He actively listened, asking questions to understand their frustrations and challenges, and this fostered a culture where team members felt heard and valued. And after each project phase, Jorge hosted deliberate retrospective meetings, emphasizing transparency. And team members shared what went well and what didn't, without fear of judgment. He also implemented changes based on this feedback, and he made sure that everyone saw the results of their input. He also scheduled regular one-on-ones, which are really critical, where the team members could discuss not only their progress, but also any personal or professional issues that they were facing. He connected employees with mental health resources and encouraged self-care, emphasizing that their well-being mattered as much as the project's success. He also noticed that rigid hours were a significant stressor. He introduced flexible working hours, allowing team members to set schedules that suited their personal lives. Remote work became an option for those that preferred it, acknowledging that different environments fuel different productivity levels. Understanding that technical teams needed time to upgrade skills, he introduced development days where team members could focus on learning new tools, exploring innovations, or pursuing training in their areas of interest. And this not only motivated the team, it actually improved the overall project quality. And to solve a problem, to ensure that team members could genuinely unwind, he enforced a strict no work after hours rule. He prohibited emails and messages outside working hours because he wanted the team to recharge and prevent burnout. Jorge also encouraged team members to take ownership of individual tasks, empowering them to make decisions within their roles. This autonomy fostered a sense of pride and accountability, reduced the need for micromanagement, and boosting the team's confidence in their work. He also held biweekly meetings with other departments, which helped his team see how their work impacted the broader company goals. And this transparency fueled a much greater sense of purpose and collaboration, and it made the team feel part of something larger. Jorge also introduced a reward system that celebrated personal achievements, from hitting small milestones to major project completions. Recognitions were shared company-wide, raising morale and fostering an environment of appreciation. Also, after seeing how inefficient processes affected his team, Jorge proposed changes to the company-wide procedures. He worked with upper management to eliminate unnecessary administrative burdens, which gave team members more time to focus on their work. And he initiated regular meetings with company executives, where he openly shared his team's experiences and the benefits of the new practices that he had implemented. Seeing the positive impact, management adopted some of his team-focused strategies and implemented them in other departments. So, impressed by the improvement in both productivity and morale, the company adopted his well-being practices across the teams. They launched a comprehensive program that included mental health resources, flexible work policies, and a continuous feedback systems. So, with a team that was refreshed and motivated, Jorge saw deadlines consistently met and project quality increase, which in turn brought in new clients and more visibility for his department. And so by prioritizing his work-life balance, Jorge's team felt valued, respected. It significantly reduced turnover, and he retained valuable talent. And employees from other teams began requesting transfers to his team, drawn to the positive, balanced environment. And Jorge's department became a model for others, showcasing the benefits of prioritizing employee well-being without sacrificing productivity, so critical. His initiatives were rolled out across the company and making him a pioneer of cultural change. It was a tough road, but he made it. Throughout this whole journey, Jorge proved that the project manager could create meaningful, lasting change by valuing people over rigid processes and demonstrating that the transformative power of empathy, flexibility, and adaptability in today's demanding work environment. So what's the secret to supercharging your projects? Well, if you're in tech, caffeine, code, and a healthy disregard for sanity has been the way we always got it done. And sometimes you wonder, what is a tech project manager's favorite type of coffee? Well, the kind that keeps them awake while silently screaming inside. That is the world we live in. And, you know, we've all been there. The deadline looms like a hungry monster, and the to-do list stretches to infinity. You find yourself wondering, is there a way to clone myself without violating the ethical guidelines? Well, I think we don't have to do that, because I'm here to sprinkle some time-saving ideas on your project woes. Before I break out the magic wands and the time-traveling unicorns, let's address the elephant in the room. Why are we always racing the clock anyway? It's like the universe decided to challenge us to a game of beat the deadline, but didn't tell us any rules. So buckle up, grab your favorite caffeinated beverage, and let's get ready to laugh and learn, and maybe even shed a tear or two as we get through this. Because together we're going to turn those project hurdles around, and we can leap over them in a single bound. One of the things that is critical is to lead the project from behind. Now, how can projects be led from behind? Well, it started out when I flipped the normal organization pyramid on its head and put the working team at the top. I've spent over 36 years working in technology on a wide variety of projects. The standard project leadership model shows the management at the top of the team pyramid. But when I pondered this, the most important people are those that are normally down at the bottom. These are the people doing the actual work. By flipping the pyramid, the most important team members that were doing the work are on top. My job as a project leader was to support and take care of the team members and make sure they can get the work done. So, project management and the workplace offer a rich vein of stories and humor. We like to poke fun at common pitfalls and quirky aspects. You have three phases in a project, a beginning, the muddle, and the end. There's a universal project management truth, the six phases of a project: enthusiasm, disillusionment, panic, search for the guilty, punishment of the innocent, and praise and honor for the non-participants. Been there, done that. This story is also fiction, but it illustrates the concepts of what we bump into in real life. Jake was a skilled and dedicated project manager at a tech firm, and he faced one of the toughest challenges of his career. The Eclipse project, which was an ambitious endeavor to develop a cutting-edge virtual reality platform, was in deep trouble. The project was behind schedule, it was over budget, and the team was demoralized. So this is how Jake turned things around. When he was assigned to lead the Eclipse project, he quickly realized the extent of the issues. Deadlines had been missed, features were incomplete, and the team was overworked and disheartened. So his first step was to understand the root causes of these problems. And he organized a series of one-on-one meetings, which are absolutely critical, with each team member to listen to their concerns and frustrations. And common themes emerged: unclear objectives, constant changes in requirements, the lack of communication from the previous project manager, and he took detailed notes and recognized that rebuilding trust and clarity would be crucial. He also knew that for the project to succeed, he needed to rebuild the team's morale and trust. And he called a team meeting and openly acknowledged the challenges they were facing. And he assured them that he was there to support them and that together they could turn things around. He introduced a new approach to project management based on transparency and collaboration. And he implemented regular team meetings where everyone could voice their opinions and share updates. And he also created a project dashboard that clearly outlined goals and deadlines and individual responsibilities, which ensured that everyone knew what was expected and how their work contributed to the project's success. Jake understood the importance of empowering his team members, and he encouraged them to take ownership of their tasks and provide them with autonomy to make the decisions. And he fostered a culture of continuous feedback where the team members were encouraged to share their ideas and their concerns without fear of criticism. And he also recognized the team was overworked. He advocated for more realistic deadlines with upper management. He emphasized the long-term benefits of a well-rested and motivated team. And his efforts paid off, and the revised timeline allowed the team to focus on quality without the constant pressure of looming deadlines. He also invested in the team's professional development. He organized training sessions and workshops to help them enhance their skills and stay updated on the latest virtual reality technologies. But this not only improved their performance, it actually also boosted their confidence and enthusiasm for the project. And as the team regained their footing, they faced several complex technical challenges, which always happens. So he took a hands-on approach, worked alongside the developers to brainstorm solutions and troubleshoot issues. And his willingness to get involved and share the workload demonstrated his commitment to the project and to the team. He also leveraged the team's collective expertise, and he organized brainstorming sessions where team members could collaborate and contribute based on their unique perspectives. And this collaborative approach led to innovative solutions that addressed the technical hurdles and pushed the project forward. And something really important, Jake believed in the power of celebrating progress, no matter how small. He made it a point to recognize and celebrate milestones, fostering a sense of achievement and camaraderie within the team. Now, whether it was completing a challenging feature or meeting a deadline, Jake ensured that these successes were acknowledged. He organized team lunches, informal gatherings to build a strong sense of community. And these events helped to strengthen relationships, reduce stress, and maintain a positive atmosphere. So, with a clear vision and an empowered team and a supportive environment from management, the Eclipse project began to gain momentum. And the team's productivity increased. They started hitting the revised milestones. The quality of their work improved, and the project began to take shape. And Jake maintained open lines of communication with upper management, providing regular updates on the project's progress. And his transparent approach, even when there were problems, and the team's visible improvement garnered support and confidence from upper management. And so as the project neared completion, the team worked cohesively to address the final challenges to polish the platform. And their dedication, their hard work paid off, and the Eclipse VR platform was completed on time, the new schedule, and the new budget. And the launch of this platform was met with widespread acclaim. The innovative features and high-quality user experience impressed both the users and the industry experts. And so this project, which was once a huge failure, became a success. But at the launch celebration, and this is really important, Jake took to the stage to thank his team. He acknowledged their hard work, resilience, and creativity, and emphasizing that their success was a collective achievement, because the team's journey from disheartened and overworked to motivated and successful was a testament to the power of focusing on people first. And his success in the Eclipse project became a model for effective project management within the company. His approach to putting the team first, fostering a great collaborative environment, and celebrating achievements demonstrated that a project manager's most valuable asset is the team. And Jake continued to lead new projects with the same philosophy, mentoring other project managers and sharing his experiences. And his journey serves as an inspiring example of how focusing on the well-being and empowerment of team members can turn even the most troubled projects into success. So, supercharging your project work involves enhancing efficiency, productivity, and outcomes through great planning, some effective management, and the right tools. So things like defining clear objectives. I know this sounds obvious, but you would be amazed. You got to start with a clear, concise statement of what the project aims to achieve. It's got to be very specific. It's got to be very measurable and achievable. It's got to be relevant. And time-bound goals can guide the project towards success. And so you break down the project into smaller tasks. You use any of the management methodologies like Agile or Scrum or Kanban or any of those, it's fine. This just helps in tracking progress. All of those are good. There are many more that are good too. And don't forget to utilize project management tools and software to help with your task management and scheduling. These are kind of obvious, so I won't spend time on that. As we saw in the stories, foster a culture of open communication and teamwork. By the way, that brings up something. When you get given bad news, don't respond. Don't fall apart. Just listen, okay? We've got bad news. Things are happening. The only answer you should be giving, and I finally figured this out after many years, is, okay, how do we fix this? Because one of the things that team members are afraid of is for you to jump on them and really cuss them out for a mistake or a problem. You don't want that to happen. And by having regular meetings, using the tools to share ideas and progress and feedback, for example, Microsoft Teams comes to mind, an excellent tool for working together. You want to prioritize tasks. Those are really important. And if you want to look it up, look at the Eisenhower box. That's kind of an interesting method of doing this. Also, stay open to learning new tools and techniques and methodologies. It's easy to just get stuck on the same road you've been on forever, because this field is constantly evolving, and keep abreast of new developments can give you a real edge on getting things done. Identify potential risks early in the project and develop mitigation strategies. Being proactive about risk management is really important because it saves you a lot of pain later. I'll tell you that. I learned the hard way. Quality control processes. Measure, test, review, feedback loops all the time. And after completing a milestone, conduct retrospectives and with the team to discuss what went well and what could be improved. Because continuous improvement is the key to supercharging future projects. By integrating these strategies, you can enhance your project's work effectiveness and leading to more successful outcomes and much greater satisfaction for both the team and management. And a critical part of getting the project done is getting the right team. I've hired many people in my career, and I've had some fantastic people on projects, and I've had some real problems too. It all goes both ways. And things you want to do when you're hiring a team member is you want to look for soft skills. Everyone looks at the hard skills. How well can they do their job? But their communication skills, the adaptability, the teamwork and collaboration. I will bypass a highly skilled person if they can't work within the team. It doesn't make it happen. And make sure that there's a clear understanding of each team member's roles and responsibilities. I know that sounds obvious, but you would be surprised how many times that doesn't happen. And by carefully selecting and investing in both inexperienced and senior talent, you can build a motivated, dynamic technology team that grows together, bringing new ideas and energy to your projects. Well, that's all the time we have for this session in the podcast. It went fast. So much to talk about. I have many more things coming up. So glad to have you along. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest in new episodes, additional information about this new world of getting projects done. And you can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast. Subscribe to a mailing list. Find free documents I've created. News and information about upcoming podcasts. And I also welcome comments about these episodes and subjects you'd like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers, and so I'm always happy to see your comments and information. We are all in this together, and the more we share information, the better off we all will be. So let us all know what you found that works in your projects. And I look forward to getting together with you next time on Ignoring the Rules podcast.